Yeah, stop that.
Now we're on Book Pie. Begins March 17th, 1988, and goes through May 24th, the same year. So quite a thick book for a short time. The beginning pages are just the diagrams of the three temperature controller rewired to a new form and tested, and which can be used either as a two temperature or a three temperature controller. If the anneal is turned to zero, it behaves as a two temperature controller. And the circuit diagram is shown, and rather complicated diagrams on page 4. Thinking about working with the ES cells again, and amplification of PCR with these cells, and problems with getting proper amplification with healthy ES cells that are mycoplasm free. Bev comments that the cells with mycoplasma are sticky, and suspects that the lysis is incomplete if the cells are normal. So some thoughts on how to get better lysis of the cell. Thinking about colony PCR on Friday, June 3rd, page 9, need to be able to detect on colony replicas the presence of the recombinant fragment. Some thoughts on trying to do amplification of PCR on a hybrid, on something hybridized already to immobilization system. In other words, in situ PCR, which I know it has since been used quite extensively in different circumstances. Worrying a little about imprinting on Saturday, July 11th. A topic that I've always found difficult to deal with. Going back to some old DNA work and its implication, Saturday, June 11th, 1988, page 13. Pat has analysed Qiusheng Li's goat DNA sequence data upstream of Epsilon, etc. Talked about this. Looking for a hypersensitivity site. I will just stop for a moment. This is a business of amping up things on colonies bound to something is continued on Monday, June 13th, page 15. Colony amping up to 1 square centimeter nylon screen zeta bound were used to pick up DNA or to pick up cells and try to hybridize or to try to amplify this material. And the results are none of the samples show anything, and even the primaries adsorb to the filters. So retest with non-specific DNA to block the sites, or try nitrocellulose. Certainly nothing is happening easily. Continue with the idea on the next page, but also with and without carrier. No amplification visible on anything, although at least the primers are now visible. So one can see the primers are there all right. Of course, these pieces of nitrocellulose were reduced in size to fit inside the PCR reaction vessel. The gels are quite pretty, showing everything is visible, but no amplification. Still continuing this idea, following day, still negative. An idea developed in conversation with Tom Peters on Tuesday, September 20th, 21st, page 21. It's a beta-actin promoter going through poly-G-N through beta-gal, where N is not divisible by 3. And therefore the gene is inactive. And the thought being that you could control a gene you could determine the number of G's. Not clear, let's try that again. Tuesday, September 20th, 21st, page 21, some ideas developed were in conversation with Tom Peters regarding the having a promoter separated from an indicator beta-galactoside with a string of G's, and if it with an AUG methionine upstream of the G's, that one would be able to tell whether the number of G's was divisible by 3 or not. So a transgenic animal could be made with a clonal sectors marked, because it would be likely that the number of G's would vary during development, so the animal would have various parts of the organism with the beta-galactoside is active or not. Some of these ideas could be tested with Nebuyo's plasmid PSP-HP-GAL, which is, and there is the map of PSP-64 or PSP-HP-GAL, which is a PSP-64 plasmid with a polyoma enhancer, a TK promoter, a leader sequence from alcohol dehydrogenase, aldehyde, maybe dehydrogenase, ADH leader, and a beta galactosidase with the SV40 poly A. So this is a TK beta galactosidase plasmid, which she called HBGAL. With the idea of using this plasmid to put in the string of G's. We place a part portion of the ADH leader by inserting the G sequence. Making a modification of beta estimate major Wednesday, November 30th, page resulting in the ligation and Pi-26 ligation tested on page 29. Good ligation and use for transformation, and two plasmids were obtained, only two, because the transformation was poor. So Pi-28A and Pi-28B, which were tested on page 31, the following page. Minis were obtained from these two plasmids. And digested with Equa 1 and Indy 3, and conclusion that they repeat it with less sample, it was the gels were blown away. More thoughts on detecting homologous recombination, Friday, February 10th, page 35. Brad's experiment, looking at the A, B, times CD and PCR amplification to find AD. It ran into problems. Variable amplification and contamination. And so, to avoid the possibility of getting contamination, try some other way, other procedures. Thought of using the steel locus or the C kit, I forget which it is, the W locus on page 37 use of W star dash plus heterozygotes, because previous work from Evans had shown an increase in germline transmission when the recipient blastocysts are W star, and even WV slash wild type. And clearly good results are to be expected when the host blastocyst is infertile but viable. Fertility is the only criterion, etc., etc. Problem. I'm thinking about this anyway, whether it was worthwhile, I'm not sure. Think about a ligand for the W receptor, which was going to be called W receptor for steel. WRESL. Talk to Stuart Bentley. Steel Plus, and talking to Dana Folks and Stuart Bentley and Jane Barker, that the Steel Plus is the same as W Plus. Very hard to tell apart. Although steel is lethal just before birth, and whereas WW homozygotes frequently die a little after birth, and so some a hypothesis on how that might work is this, and on the following page, a paper on the steel D mouse bone marrow stroma, etc., etc., talking about steel and potential assay that worked could be worked out. And this whole idea of using things in relation to c-kit and steel required plasmids, and so I got I was fortunate, and Peter Bessner sent me a c-kit plasmid, which I plan to use to determine the genotype of my mice carrying the W mutation. And a little letter from Peter. And the original shipment didn't arrive, and he sent a replacement. Some more W locus mutation, mutant plasmids obtained from Dennis Stevenson in Verma Chapman's lab. People would send DNA and samples very easily. It was always a delight. DNA, more samples from other people. Synthetic thymus in beta 4 for the initiation of our receptor studies, etc., etc., from Alan Goldstein at George Washington University. So on with this thought, more DNA obtained, P, plasmid AK delta, from Alan Bernstein, that now modified, which is modified from Peter Bessner's full-length clone, etc., aim to clone it to make a soluble product with a map. A gel photograph. Trying to think about immortalizing cell, Wednesday, April 12th, age 53, a plasmid A, small d, 5, E, 1, A, is a fragment of the 12S, RNA can be used to immortalize cells without transformation. With a multiplicity of 10, very little productive virus will be made, but nearly all the cells will be infected. What that was to be used for is not clear. So still thinking about the soluble or white spot receptor, SOL-W, to express the extracellular domain plus a flag peptide able to be recognized by a monoclonal antibody. Use this for purification, etc. A flag, sequence. How to construct these various things, the SOL-W on page 58. There is a series of pages of mine. First time that I remember seeing a blue script being talked about, but a blue script SK could be used with there all the sites. In the Equa one. region. There were Terminators and Indy 3, and not one equal one such, etc. So beginning to start using blue script. Still thinking about C-Kit and various ways to handle that. This is. Can you, by any chance, let me hear that last bit, or is it difficult? It's always difficult, isn't it?
Maybe.
So here on page 60 in book Pi, I'm talking about modifying. PAK delta. PAK delta is the plasmid that with a beta actin promoter driving C kit that was described or shown on page 50. So it's an expression vector for C kit. And just a modification of sites being considered on page 60. And Dan had suggested a modification, modifying P, AK delta, etc., etc., and a couple of pages of his thoughts. There, on page 62. Sylvia's gels on PAK delta and PH beta APR1 cut, etc. This plasmid here being talked about here, pH beta APR1 is a map shown on page 66. It's a fragment of the human beta actin gene. Human beta actin promoter with a cap site and the 551 translated region, an IBS 2 site, and a cloning site. Which can be used to make expression vectors. This is one of the earlier references to Sylvia Hiller, who was the daughter of my first technician and great friend, her father. So Sylvia is running out gel here and of digesting PAK delta and upper and lower band, etc. So the digest with bubble 1 is very suspicious. The next page, bubble 1, I digest the PAK delta, upper and lower band, not as advertised. And prep gel for the BAL, for C kit, with BAL ends. Waiting for the enzyme. Some oligos being purified on Monday, May 1st. So one is now able to order these sequences. This is May 1st, so I have now reached, I think this must, we must hope that by now I've reached 1 North Carolina, because this is, looks like orders from the pathology department. Let me just see a little bit more about what's happening at this stage. Yeah. So they didn't remember the exact date, but there is a April 27th, let's see if we can work it out. Because here is an oligonucleotide, request for synthesizing an oligonucleotide with Dana Folks's help. He was in the Department of Pathology, and I moved there, and he was a great help in getting me settled down, and Nibuya, of course. So here is an order for a linker. Now one can order DNA. They had a DNA synthesizer, which was a great treat to be able to order oligos instead of trying to find them in some other way. So this is the beginning of work at North Carolina. Better enzyme than BAL1, MSC1 being tested on PAK Delta, page 77, May 2nd. Linker ligations. Decided to run a prep gel anyway. Sample prepared with yeast tRNA carrier, a new procedure, a prep gel. DNA work. Here we are on page 85, Wednesday, May 4th, transforming run cells and protocol for using cells DH5 alpha F prime. Competent cells which can be bought from BRL rather than making competent cells, one could buy them from BRL. Later on we regularly made our own, but still at this point just buying the cell DH5 alpha F1. Making the minis on Thursday, May 4th. With the conclusions on the preceding page 86. Number 5 being selected as looking good. It's heavy, and do more tests with it and proceed. So I don't know whether I mentioned that Sylvia Hiller is the daughter of Otto Hiller, my long-term friend. For my first technician. But anyway, going with Pi 87 minis on May 4th, Thursday, working with number 5, which we're going to call PAK Delta Bagel 2. Pi 86, number 5, going on, checks on it. And continuing to check it again on Sunday, May 4th, 7th. So, trying to insert new sites into the construct. Draw 1 and to Hindi 3 fragment going to be inserted into number 5. Straightforward DNA work. Trying double-stranded oligos on page 105, Tuesday, May 9th, by taking a synthetic oligo, draw one to Hindi 3 top strand, and draw one to Hindi 3 bottom strand, annealing them and then using these. And the result, the conclusion is not satisfactory. A smear by UV and fluorescence. Not much better by ethidium bromide, though the image is not there. A DNA work of an ordinary straightforward type. Continuing DNA work, Monday, May 15th, page 117, etc. But this is by 117, single cut Hindi 3, nothing very remarkable, just making a construct. Continuing page 121. And 123, and so on. Straightforward DNA preparations. An alternate approach thought of on Wednesday, May 17th, page 129, and rejected. So Thursday, May 18th, just wait for a bulk growth, and etc. How to go ahead. More minis, Sunday, May 21st, page 137. Tests of the minis on Monday, May 22nd. several pages of tests, repeating digests, just making a DNA factor, a DNA construct. So, Minnie is being checked on Tuesday, May 23rd, page 147. Various ones are now correct. Number 12, number 15, and number 18 are correct. Pick 18 for now. So it continues to the end of this book, which is the last page being page two scratched out pages. The last surviving page is page 159, Wednesday, May 24th, isolation of a Hindi 3 equal 1 draw 1 fragment 2.1 kb for use in further work. Pi 159 2.1 is the product, and that ends book Pi.